A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice from heaven while we were with him on this holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth.
The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth.
The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many lands be glad. Cloud and darkness are around him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne.
The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth.
The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory.
The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth.
Because you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods.
The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth.
Alleluia. Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up this high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Suddenly looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, not in one of those things, he was charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had been risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated for the two-hour homily. Well, we're going to give another one after communion for confession, because we're going to start confessions tonight. Anyway, the reality is this is the place where Jesus was transfigured with the law and the prophets. Huh? That's what Moses and Elijah represent, the law and the prophets. He's the fulfillment of the whole Old Testament. And when God the Father comes and he looks at them, the apostles, and he looks at us, he says the same thing. This is my Son.
Listen
to him. Period. Period, period, period. Now, again, when it comes to listening to Jesus, there's three ways we got to do this. First, you got to do it in your prayer life. We're going to come back to that. You need to listen to God in prayer. Prayer is always more listening than it is talking. Remember, the prophets would say, "Speak, Lord, I'm
listening."
Not, "Shut up, God, I'm talking." Correct? So, and most people, I'll get into that in a second. The second thing we got to do is we got to listen to him in his word. The word of God says, "My sheep hear my voice." My voice. And this is very important. I'll get back to that in a second too. The third one is, the way Jesus speaks to us is how? Through the magisterium of the church. And what's the magisterium of the church, people? The Pope and the bishops. Period. You got that? The Pope and the bishops. So that's how we listen to Jesus. So first, let's go to prayer. When we go to pray, we got to make sure we shut up, right? Like, I am the only church in the Diocese of Erie with perpetual adoration. Out of 13 counties, one church has it, and it's my church. Because I fought a lot with the bishop, the old bishop, for that. But on the back wall next to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is Psalm 46, verse 10. Is any good Protestants here? We have a Protestant here. What's Psalm 46, verse 10?
Stay calm.
Stay calm, or our translation would be, "Be still and know that I am God." And so what happens here in "be still," what I wanted to put on the back wall was, instead of "be still and know that I am God," I wanted to say, "Shut up and know that he is God." But they voted me out of that one. But the reality is that, remember, I'm sure you heard the story, this old lady should every day come into the church or the cathedral and should say her rosary in front of the Blessed Mother. And every day she'd come in, and they were doing some work restoration. And there was scaffolding up. And every day these men would watch the little old lady come walking in before the Blessed Mother. And she'd say her rosary and she'd look up really pious and "Hail Mary, full of grace." And one day one of the guys says, "Let's have some fun with this old lady." And so he goes, "Hello." Nothing. She kept saying her rosary. He goes, "I'll get her this time." "Hello." Nothing. Kept saying her rosary. "I'm going to get her this time. You watch." And he says, "Hello. This is Jesus." And the little old lady stopped saying the rosary. She turned around and looked up and said, "Shut up, I'm talking to your mother," and continue the rosary. Is that bad? But that's the way people are. When they pray, they're saying their prayers. And if Jesus himself stood there and says, "Excuse me, can I talk to you for a moment? No, I'm talking, or I'm saying my rosary, I'm doing this, or I'm doing that." And these things can become a ritual. First thing I do every day is say Divine Mercy Chaplet and the rosary. But you can be an atheist and say a Divine Mercy Chaplet every day. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can say a rosary every day and be an atheist. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can go to daily mass every day and be an atheist. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can go on the pilgrimage to the Holy Land with Father Larry Richards and Mr. John Edwards and be an atheist. Is that correct? He usually makes me kiss his ring and he puts it in his back pocket. But that's all beside the point. We can go through motions all the time. But if we're not listening, we're not praying. So again, often my spiritual directees and that, I'll sit there and say to them, "What did God say to you today?" What did he say? Now I can tell you exactly what God said to me today. I went to the Word, like I told you yesterday, and the God of the universe, before anybody else talked to me, said, "If you're to boast, boast in the Lord." Huh? So he didn't want me to talk about myself today. Can you imagine? And the reality is, God is saying, "This is what I want of you, Larry." So God spoke directly to me today, and he'll speak directly to you. So tomorrow, one of the things I'm probably going to do is go up to you and say, "So, what did God say to you this morning in your prayer?" And you're going to go, "Abba, abba, 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 abba." But if you're not listening, you're not praying. So when you pray, you need to listen. The second thing we got to do is make sure we do that in his word. So we go to his word every day. Again, I know some of you didn't bring Bibles, but it's God bless you because it's not part of your prayer. You do a lot of talking, but you don't do a lot of listening. And that's a lot. I priests do that too, let me tell you. But unless you sit there and you sit at the feet of the Master every day, you're going to do things your way. So you got to sit at the foot of the Master, Jesus Christ, in His Word. And again, you need to do it there. Not, you know, again, I love saints, but saints aren't God. You got that? They're leading us to God. Some people say, well, Father, don't you get it? No hats in churches. Don't you get it? When you sit there and you're doing and you see what this saint said, Father? I don't care. Are you a priest of Jesus Christ? Yes, I'm a priest of Jesus Christ. Not St. Francis, not St. Dominic, not St. whoever. I follow Jesus. So when I'm going to listen to anybody, I'm going to listen to Jesus. Why? Have you ever noticed the saints disagree with one another? St. Francis totally disagreed with St. Dominic. They were contemporaries. St. Francis said, no studying, no reading. You must only know the gospel. Dominic says, you got to read all you can. You got to study. Two entirely different ways. But both of them listen to who?
Jesus.
You and I must listen to Jesus more than the saints. Today is a great feast in the church. Anybody know what it is? Our Lady of
Fatima.
And people come to me all the time. You know what Our Lady of Fatima says? I don't care. I've been to Fatima. Mary's great. I've consecrated my life to her. But again, as I told you yesterday, what's the last words of Mary? Do whatever He tells you, not what I tell you in some apparition. So do I listen to Jesus more than I listen to saints?
Yes.
And yeah, I'm just asking a question for you. And then finally, we listen to Jesus through the magisterium of the church. Now, this is very difficult for some Catholics today because they don't like the Pope or they don't like their bishop or that bishop. And I say, I don't care. The moment you stop listening to the Pope is the moment you stop being a Catholic. Period. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So I trust Jesus Christ when He makes a promise to me. I don't have to agree with Him. I don't have to like Him. But I must obey Him. And I'm forbidden to talk about Him. Because when you and I talk about anybody, even if we think it's a truth, but it's an unkind truth, what is that sin called?
Calumny
or detraction. And you know what kind of sin calumny or detraction is? Mortally sinful. Especially when you're trying to hurt a bishop, the Pope, and you say bad things about them, you just put yourself in mortal sin. And anyone on Catholic radio or TV or anyone else that talks about them, they put themselves in mortal sin, so you know that nothing that comes out of their mouth, you should follow. That's the teaching. That's how we listen to Jesus. In our prayer, through the reading of Scripture, and through the magisterium of the church. Not one cardinal, not one pope, not one saint, not one. The magisterium. That's the teaching. So we got to make sure that we came here to the Holy Land to learn to listen to Jesus better. And when we listen to Jesus better, then we become saints. And you know there's only two options, correct? You become a saint or you go to hell. You understand?
Yes.
So before we started this and I asked for give me your goal in life, would even one of them be to be a saint? That's the only goal it is. To be a saint means you make it to heaven. So to be a saint, you got to listen to Jesus. Not even listen to Father Larry. Isn't that exciting? Just listen to
Jesus.
Who said it? God said it. Words right out of the mouth of the Father. Listen to Him. Let us obey. Matron Noah's love today and forever. Amen. Amen.